Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You already know I'm your girl, Simone. Hey, you all, thank you all so much for your constant support of Brothers Echo Radio. The numbers do not lie. Thank you. It means the world to me. This has been a private dream, but now it has exploded. So I thank God for everything. And just, I want to thank you all. If you have not already, you know, download the app. It's super easy. You go to the Google Marketplace or the Apple Store and type in Brothers Echo Podcast, and you'll see the purple eye. You see my face and all that. Go ahead and download your girl. But I need you to complete it when you download. Don't just download me, but register. Put your information in there, because that allows me to celebrate you when your birthdays, major life events. And then also, you can shoot me direct messages from my app. You'll be the first to get exclusive interviews, know who's coming on the show. You'll be able to know about any and everything that we're doing. We have some phenomenal things coming up. So feel free, please download the app. And I cannot forget my email. My email is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. Hit me up. Any questions you have, anything you want to talk about, discuss, hit me up on that as well. And those of you that have done that, thank you all so, so, so very much. So, one thing I want to talk about was the Thanksgiving message. You know, I brought it up in conversation with, you know, some people and some folks. And the reason I did not give the traditional Happy Thanksgiving, you know, type message is because, number one, I understand everyone does not celebrate Thanksgiving. But really, the holiday season for so many, it's, this time of year is so tough. You know, we don't know. I don't know what you all are going through. And it was so important. And it is important for me to share the information with you all. And as a reminder to myself that, hey, there are helping agencies out here free of charge, that if you need someone to talk to, you know, utilize, you know, these numbers, these agencies, and they will be there to assist you along the way. Because I refuse to forget about our folks that are home, that are hurting, that just need someone to talk to. You know, this year has been difficult on so many people, on so many levels. So that was my way of letting you know, I have not forgotten. We have not forgotten. And you are certainly, certainly thought about and indeed loved. So that's why. So you may not really get the traditional Merry Christmas message. I'll try to send those out, but what I'm going to send out is more so of, hey, I'm thinking about you. And if you need someone to talk to, here's some numbers for you to reach out to. Here's some resources, and know that you're valued. So I wanted to share that tidbit. But we have some great things coming up. The focus groups. I'm super excited about the focus groups. It's going to blow your mind. We have a single parent panel I'm assembling right now. Some different ones coming. But tonight, I want to talk about the importance of thinking big. Some of you have probably seen that viral clip where the guy, he has a bandana, and he's like, think big, and he has a little word after that, the B word. I love that. I love it. I love it because whoever he's talking to, was like, he came across like, I'm sick of you. I want you to think bigger than where you are. Think big about yourself. Love who you are. Keep it moving. Like, come on, you are bigger than this. And when I saw that, it motivates me. You know, if it didn't have that that word on the end of it, I would definitely make that my ringtone. Like, think big. But tonight I want to talk about that. Because I'm going to use myself in this example. Because I have some great things going on in my life. An amazing career move just opened up for me. An opportunity opened up again. And And I immediately started to second guess myself. I was thinking to myself, you know, should I really take this step on top of what I already have going on? Because this opportunity that presented itself to me is high viz. And when it was presented, I'm thinking, okay, you want me to do this? Although I didn't show that, you know, throughout the conversation, my mind immediately went there. And I'm a researcher by nature, so I began to try to figure out, okay, what is this called? Why am I thinking this? Why am I second guessing myself? And there's this word called, phrase, imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. And so the definition of that is, it's a persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or is legitimate. You doubt yourself. You don't believe that you achieve this by the results of your own effort. And you start second guessing yourself. And then you begin to feel as though, okay, if anyone finds out who I really am, or I don't know if I deserve this. And if anyone can really see how I feel, oh, I'll be so exposed. The imposter syndrome, the mask. It's like you have this mask on, you're telling yourself, and you're telling yourself, I don't deserve this happiness, is really essentially what you're lying to yourself and saying when you say these things. And you start to believe these things because, as I said in a few episodes ago, the voices that come to you, these lies that come to you, of course, they're going to come to you in your own voice. You have to ignore that and say, you know what? No. And if you experience this, I'm going to share some steps that has certainly helped me, but I'm not the type that's going to tell my business. So I'm not going to go into too much detail when it comes to this new opportunity. I may one day, but not right now. But I thought about that just for a moment. And so whenever you happen to feel as though you're far from deserving the substance, this amazing substance in your life, there's some ways to combat it. The first thing that I've done in the past, and I had to remind myself of today, it was to recognize my talents. Recognize your talent. Recognize who you are. Think big. Remember who you are. Let's just say you're working in a position, and some of these examples are familiar to me because I've been there. But let's just say you're lucky enough to, we don't do luck. You're blessed enough and you work in that area, and you're a supervisor, retires or quits or whatever, leaves abruptly, or a coworker decides to move. And you've been doing this job, you've excelled at this job, you know the job, you're pretty much the expert in this particular field. And now all of a sudden, there's a new position that coworker held or that supervisor held, the ones I just named. And now you've been promoted. Let's say you've been elevated to this position. Here you are. This is who you are now. This is your PD. Your position description at this point. You have to understand that you should not associate this new level of success with luck. Or, well, they didn't have anyone else, so it's just me, so I moved up. And please understand, there will be some of those, as we call them, haters, but some jealous people or hateful people outside of you that are trying to convince you that, well, we didn't have anyone else, or maybe trying to downplay that position. You need to be careful not to associate that with they had no one else. You need to know that you have the talents, the know-how, and the expertise to do it. Otherwise, you would not have been able to achieve that level. And so what I've had to do in times past is take notes. remind myself of my own accomplishments, my own strengths, and go through them regularly, like really read these things. Like, okay, you know, if you have a degree, you know, I have my master's, my bachelor's, whatever degree you have, your certifications, write down your wins. You know, I've saved this organization X amount of dollars. I've developed new ideas to this organization. You know, I've recruited X amount of people for these different positions. Whatever it is that you all do, whoever, write those things down. Because when you have those moments where it's that, am I being an imposter? Do I deserve this? You know, I may not feel like I deserve this. Go back to your notes and remind yourself. Because in those quiet moments, that is when those thoughts try to creep in and have you hating yourself, or other people try to make you go down to their level. So don't forget that. Take notes. And as you're moving up, as you're growing, as you develop, share. It's so important to me to share what I know with other people. But not just with anyone, share with those who I know will listen. It's so easy to forget how far you've come and how much you've learned. Because for me, over time, it becomes second nature. So I look for opportunities to remind myself, okay, and how to help other people with my notes. And what I do is I share that knowledge. I look for opportunities to share, to mentor, to give those experiences, to build the confidence of someone else, in addition to what I do for myself. Because this approach helps me maintain my passion for what it is that I do and giving back to someone else. When I see a person on the same track and it's something that they want to do and where they want to grow in a certain field, and I have that level of expertise and I'm familiar with it, the first thing I'm going to do is make sure they have everything they need to be successful. That helps me continue to, that helps me really, to give. Also, what I've done was, when doubts arise, when that symptom, that the imposter syndrome, whatever I just called it, don't trust it. I know I already said this, but I need to say it again. Don't trust it. Talk to yourself, and not out loud, but talk to yourself and be careful with yourself. Look into that subconscious and figure out what is it that's making this happen and deal with that. Just be nice to you. And one thing that I had a difficult time doing, I mean, I had a hard time, but I do, I accept it now, but accept praise. Accept that praise when someone says, hey, you're doing a phenomenal job. Thank you for turning this agency around. Whatever it is, accept it. Because oftentimes, for me, I would try to ignore the kind words or try to push away the success and achievements because I felt uncomfortable. Meanwhile, when a person is sharing this, they want to tell you, hey, you know what? When you taught me how to do X, Y, Z, this is how it worked for me. This is how I was able to assist this individual based on the knowledge that you shared. So please accept the praise and never take yourself too seriously. Never take yourself too seriously, because you can be distracted and you lose out on what's important. Give yourself permission to relax. Never take work home. And that's something I think I learned this year, to stop taking work home. once you are logged off or you completed a project, whatever it is that you do, or if you've done enough for that day, then understand you have done enough for that day and get back to who you are. Think big. So this morning, let me paint the picture. This morning, I get up, I take my daughter to school, I come home, and I start getting ready for my day. And as I'm getting ready for my day, it's beautiful outside. It feels like it's just, I think it was in the 50s a little bit. It was a clear, still day out. And I love a natural light. So I'm upstairs in my home. I have the windows open. And I get the call. I receive a call from this individual. And he says, hey, he was referred to me by someone. And we have this position that we believe that you will be great in. And this is what it entails. And we're willing to, for you to do hybrid, whatever it takes for you to come in. And we need you to facilitate in conversations on the topic of diversity and inclusion. We would love for you to speak with our business owners. We'll love for you to come out and speak to some of our elected officials or our elected officials on the importance of equity and inclusion and the diversity. And here's a compensation package. This is what it'll look like. So I'm listening, and I tell the gentleman, I said, well, go ahead and send over to PD. Send over to me, everything that job is going to take. And I'll review it, and I'll send it back to you. And he did that. And I reviewed it, and the package was an eyebrow raiser. And I said, okay, in a good way. And I looked at it, and I said, you know what? I'm interested, but I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to think about it. And that's one thing about me. I like to be able to really take things in and try to understand the culture of where it is that I may be going, the work culture, the people. And everything that I just named, I had to do. Because the person that just left the position because the governor hired, from my understanding, the governor hired that person to oversee another agency because she did so well with this position. And then they said, wait a minute, we know someone, call me. So I share that to let you all know how high vis this position is. So everything I just said, I had to really go through these things for myself. I had to go through my old notes. My I love you notes. My I love you notes to myself. I had to go through the notes of how much knowledge I've shared throughout the years. And how much knowledge I have to continue to share. And I had to tell myself to think big. That's the whole point of this episode today, is to think big, not to allow yourself to drown out with the noise of everyone else, not to allow yourself to go out with the other laughs and giggles or what will people think about me if I do this, or if I do this, I will no longer recognize myself because this is on a totally different stage than what I am used to. Then I had to remind myself of Brothers Echo Radio. So many people really do not know me, so they were not expecting Brothers Echo Radio. Definitely was far from their mind. Then I had to tell myself then, okay, go through my list again. Think big. Anyway, I did follow back with the guy and I let him know some of the things I'm thinking about moving forward as it pertains to this position. But it's all about getting out of your way. So whatever it is that you do, do it well. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing just happens to you. This is not a lucky break that you have. If you're in a position or a high vis position or a high level of government or a high level within your company or just a high level within your personal life with yourself, whatever it is, you didn't just stumble on your self-care love journey. You didn't just stumble on your professional journey. This thing here takes work, and it took a lot of work for you to get to where you are. And as the higher you go, certain things try to reach for your ankles to bring you back down, to have you believe that you don't deserve to be where you're going or head to where you're headed to because of lies that maybe you've been told that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're that this or that, whatever that enough is, that is an imposter trying to get you to get right back to ground level. That is all it is. I heard this analogy a while ago, how you never see an eagle wrestling on the ground with a chicken because, number one, that goes against nature. What an eagle will do is continue to fly high, continue to fly high. And sometimes it'll grab a snake. And what it'll do is if a snake tries to wrestle with the eagle, which a snake was not going to happen, but sometimes things happen, right? When an eagle wants to destroy something, it'll grab it and continue to fly high, higher and higher and higher. And then the higher it gets, that thing that could try to hurt it on the ground has to drop off. As I move higher with Brothers Echo, as I move higher in my professional career, I have to understand that I have to let that lie of an imposter drop off and continue to go higher as I can high. There's no limit to how high that we can go in this thing. But if you allow something to, don't allow anything to bring you down. Don't stay on the ground with the chickens. You don't belong there. We do not belong there. Don't do chicken type behavior. Don't go back and forth with anyone. Do not go back and forth with yourself. It's so important. And I'm going to speak for me. It's so important for me that where I'm going in my life, and I'm not just talking about professionally, I'm talking about as a whole, and I hope someone's with me on this, it is imperative that I think higher, I feel higher, and I move higher. And as I continue to do that, there's no mask. There's nothing associated with me that's an imposter, because I'm going to think big. And don't allow anyone to attach a false narrative to you, because if they try to attach it, don't let it stick. Keep it moving, because the higher you go, it's going to drop off. No matter what people say about you, it's going to drop off. If they laugh at you, it is going to drop off, because they're going to keep, when they look around to find you, they can't find you at eye level. One day they may just look up and say, wait a minute, he or she is all the way up there. We're down here. We're a bunch of chickens. And that's how you need to see things. So think big. So those are some of the steps that have worked for me. What I just shared with you, those things have worked for me in my life. And I hope they work well for you and yours. And then build your own list. And as you move forward in your life, write things down that work for you and carry it and share these things. Because as you continue to move higher and higher, someone else is taking that next step that you just removed from. So we don't go higher and higher for us. We go higher and higher to make sure we put our hand back and pull someone up. Pull them up. And as you pull them up, be genuine in your pull up. Please don't look at people as a competition. That's a different conversation. But pull people up in love to make sure that they don't fall into the same traps that you once fell into. So, think big. You got this. And as always, live this life for an audience of two, and that is God and you. We got this. Until next time, see ya.